Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Three Beards Podcast. I'm Kevin Merrill and I'm joined by...
The atomic-powered Fletcher Hutton.
And...
I have to pee.
And...
Some random black guy that they found off in the street.
Yay!
Damn!
Damn. Immediately under the bus.
Well, y'all have a good week. Shortest podcast ever.
I'm going to have time to make tacos after all.
We made it to 28 seconds.
Granted, that's longer than I thought we would make. So, cool. Good game, guys. Good game.
So, Fletcher, Jeff, Howie.
Yes.
And?
No.
Yeah, Kevin, too.
Yeah.
Though he apparently doesn't want to be associated with this.
I don't blame him.
So, thanks, Howie.
Sorry.
I'm going to bring back a segment because this story is too good not to share.
Is it the Clamato?
No. Okay. We're doing
the hot sauce.
It's my week, and I'm only going to do one specific part of my week, and I'm not going to name names for the sake of them keeping what little bit of dignity they have left, if they have any.
Is it Fletcher?
Because
he has no dignity.
Yeah,
right?
I don't have any dignity. I'm sitting here playing with a Transformer as my fiddle toy.
Anyway, so this past Saturday night, I went to my friend's birthday party or whatever. It was supposed to be a surprise birthday party. Ice cream and cake.
Or was it an ice cream cake? Was it ice cream and cake or was it ice cream cake?
Let's get on to the story.
Oh, damn.
So anyway, it started like 5 or 6 in the afternoon, whatever. I didn't show up until sometime after 9. And when I get there, it's off to a good start. 2 cops are outside. There was a noise complaint, whatever. So I get in, and like I said, they've been going on for a few hours, and people had been drinking, and there's this one girl in particular that was just smashed, just hammered like hell. It's been a long time since it's been like since senior week since I've seen someone that fucked up.
Damn.
And, this girl, she comes up to me, and she goes, read my shirt. And it says, I heart intercourse, PA. Because there's a town in Pennsylvania, intercourse. Yeah. But obviously it's supposed to be the fucking, sex or whatever.
Fucking.
Yeah, the fucking.
Fucking.
And, so I read it, and I know I've talked to her a little bit before tonight. I know she's gone. And so I troll her for a little bit, and go back and forth. Oh, yeah, so you've been to Pennsylvania. How'd you like Pennsylvania? I've been to Philadelphia. I've never been to intercourse before, though. And this goes on for a few minutes. And she won't let it go. And so I end up making my way away from her. And a lot of us are on my friend's back porch. Keep in mind, this is his birthday party, and the cops have been called for a noise complaint. She comes out. There's four or five of us on the back deck, and she's yelling and just screaming and just doing all kinds of shit. And apparently, the theme for the night for her, she liked to say, "I'm a recently liberated woman, and I'm gonna get my dick wet."
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. She's a recent liberated woman, and she's gonna get her dick wet.
Yeah, that's really liberated.
That's
really liberated. She liberated from her own gender.
When you're hanging pipe, you're liberated.
As a female. Okay.
And she just wouldn't stop yelling it out and shit. And
Clips
of Transformers. Wait. Was her name China?
No, her name was not China.
Okay.
Wow.
So anyway. This goes on for a while, and I'm leaning against the wooden rails or whatever, having a drink, and just talking to friends and shit. And she comes up next to me, and it's like, okay, so she's kind of next to me, but there's still some personal space or whatever. And as subtle as I guess you can when you're fucking drunk as shit, starts to get in a little bit closer and closer to the point to where her ass is like on my leg, like rubbing up against me and shit like that. This goes on, and so I'm like, I scoot over a little bit, and as the night goes on, she's like, "Look, let's just do this or whatever." And I go, "Hold on a second. If we do this, that's a big if. You're gonna regret it later, and I'm gonna regret it now."
No, you're not.
So then, you didn't see her.
Wait.
She was standing.
How many titties would you have rated her? Because we rate things in titties here
on a scale of 10.
Yeah. You know, 1 titty to 10.
You can get up to 10 titties. I would say either 3 or 4.
Wow. Yeah, you would have regretted that.
Like, I wish I had 2 thumbs, 4 fingers, and forget them titties of 4 thumbs.
Exactly.
The milk's gone bad.
All right, I'm done. Wait, had the milk gone bad, or was it more like cottage cheese?
No. I mean, it was whatever. So I shoot her down in front of everyone. Everyone knows she's wanting to fuck me there. And it's getting really irritating. There was another point where we played what was called Dirty Jenga or whatever, which is where you take the Jenga blocks and people write down shit that you have to do. And when you pull it out of a box or out of the tower or whatever, you have to do it. It's like truth or dare, but without the truth part.
Yeah.
And apparently she wrote 2 specifically for me. The one was grab Kevin, which was fine, whatever. I got grabbed on the arm or leg or something like that. It was no big deal. The second one, which they took out of the game when she wasn't around, was fuck Kevin.
Oh.
She was thirsty.
She wanted the D.
Straight Gatorade.
No. Has she ever been into you before, like, sober or what?
I don't know. Like, I went to high school with her, but she wasn't anyone I ever talked to. Hmm. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a friend of a friend type situation. Yeah. And, I mean, you know, who can blame her? I mean, look at me.
Wow. Like you said, she would have regretted it in the morning.
I mean, considering her appearance of, you know, -4 titties, whatever you are, she's got to have low standards. So, yeah, I understand.
Oh, hey, she got hair and teeth, yo. That's what I want, though. She got hair and teeth.
Yeah.
The problem is, where does she have hair and teeth?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So do certain tumors. It's not like an... it's not a big deal to have hair and teeth.
He's had tumors.
He's a little... So,
anyway, she ends up pulling a block where she it says, take off your shirt.
Oh, fuck.
So she takes off her shirt, and we're in the dude's living room, and I'm on a couch, and there's a free spot right next to me. So as soon as she takes off, she sits right next to me, tries to, like, cuddle up with me and shit. I'm like,
fighting her off.
And,
serious business.
Anyway, as we get closer to the end of the Jenga, she's frustrated that no one's pulled the block. The block. And so she actually, everyone knows what she's looking for, goes through the rest of them in the box one by one, trying to find it, and is very upset that she can't.
Wow.
And then so night goes on a little bit more. She puts her shirt back on. Thank God. There was a nipple slip. Saw some nipple.
Ooh.
Saw some nipple.
Did you want to, though?
No.
But still, it is a
nipple.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still a free nipple.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 10 nipples. How would a nipple?
Actually... The nipple itself, 6 or 7.
Wow. Yeah. You know. Everybody's got the redeeming qualities.
Yeah. Nice nipple. And
the brush strokes may have been bad, but the porch itself was good.
Right. So the night goes on a little bit more. We're back outside on the porch. And at this point, because she keeps drinking, even though she was smashed when I got there.
I was about to say, how many hours has this girl just been schnockered?
I don't know how she doesn't have alcohol poisoning. Like, yeah. It was bad.
Have She's you a seen professional.
Her since? No.
She's dead.
Then she might.
Maybe she filtered it in through the tumor that had hair and teeth.
Exactly.
Oh, and one thing, too, she kept telling me to check Facebook. She, like, sent me her number and shit like that. And whatever.
Was she an Olsen?
No.
Okay.
And so night goes on. At this point, we're back on the back porch, and she crawls, somehow reaches up to the door to unhinge it and open it up or whatever, and crawls out onto the back porch, crawls up to me again, leaning against the rail, and sits on my foot and starts to fucking hump it in front of me.
Like a chihuahua.
Wow. She must have been fucked up. Because even someone sober and they right now would do shit like that.
That's straight animalistic, yeah.
Yeah,
and so fucking... So I do this little maneuver.
I got to ask, as a black man now.
Okay.
How big was the ass, yo?
Decent size ass, but it was proportional.
So she was a bigger girl.
A little bit bigger.
Okay.
A little bit bigger. I'd say chubby.
I like chubby girls. So.
And, yeah. So anyway, so, you know, here I am. I'm leaning against...
You gotta
be
careful about that, though.
Leaning against the rail out on the porch or whatever. There she is on my foot. And so I just kind of do this after, you know, 2 or 3 thrusts when I figure out what the fuck's going on. I just kind of go, and we step over. Just like that. And then she just fucking, like, just... Lays down and like
no,
passes out.
No, you bad tried, drunk. Yeah, no,
the treats.
The dog was thing.
Oh, dude, I tried everything. Like, I started to talk economics with her and shit. Like, I just gave her the whole rant. And
Ron Perot was right back in '92.
You're trying to
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
And
trying to kill that boner.
Yeah. I'm trying to get her dick soft. Pro, then.
Yeah.
Her dick soft and dry is what I was aiming for.
My dick changed that mug 3 times. Ain't anybody gonna apologize to me.
The guy apologized to him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying.
And so anyway, by the end of the night, she finally passes out. And my poor friend, it was his birthday party. And when we were doing like the dirty jinger or whatever, just miserable look on his face because she wouldn't shut the fuck up.
She was that girl.
Yeah, she was being that girl. And eventually when she went outside yelling and continuing on, he comes outside hearing her from inside and goes, "You need to shut the fuck up and come inside." Just, I've never seen him so pissed off before.
Now who was this?
My friend who was having the birthday party.
Okay.
He eventually came out, and so anyway, we finally get her inside, and she passes out, and I took a picture.
Oh,
that's her. Just passed out.
Hey, she do got a big butt, boy.
Yeah, she does have a big butt.
I like that, boy.
But just passed out face down on the floor with her feet up on the couch still.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, she's not terrible.
She need to, you know, hop on some feet or anything. You know, she need to look that brother up. I take care of some of them problems.
You gonna get her dick wet?
Nah, I don't know about that.
Get her dick wet, Howie, man.
Nah, I ain't know about that. Now.
She's a recently liberated woman.
Oh, Lord.
And she's looking to get her dick wet.
And by that, she means she's leaving her husband, and her husband doesn't know.
Oh, wait,
really?
Hold on.
Wow!
Yes,
another element.
Yo, no, no.
You
hey,
man,
hey,
see, you messing
nah,
with another.
Nah,
that's
nah,
another
son,
man.
Nah, I ain't trying to get murked. I ain't trying to get murked. Nah, forget that.
That's a whole different level,
that's
man.
That's a whole other element.
Yeah, no.
That's like half the story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You left out some key elements there, Holmes.
That was the key element.
That was the cherry on top.
Oh, okay.
That's cherry on top.
No, that's... No, that's
that was the sundae.
That's the fish hook and the banana.
But it was, overall, though, aside from her, really fun party. Now I've got a story to tell, too, the time I got molested. So,
plus, you know,
foot, at least.
You now have shoe herpes.
Yeah.
But...
you gotta get this shit checked out, boy.
Yeah.
That was my birthday party, though, or birthday party I went
did
to.
Did you have cats following you around after that?
Ah!
There were two cats in the house.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm surprised I'm still alive. Cooper was there.
Cooper
was there.
Yeah,
of course he was.
Robert,
there were cats there.
Yeah,
our long lost third beard.
Oh, the god that y'all told about. Well,
God rest him.
He's dead.
Yeah,
he died.
But I ain't saying this shit. You know,
he knows he died.
He knows he's dead.
He's in the big Lone Ranger theater in the sky. With his mom.
Should we do the theme song for the
Already night? Did.
I suck at whistling.
Oh, shit.
I wish I had that as a ringtone.
I could have that as a ringtone. Why don't you pass phone?
Oh, Jesus.
But no, that was my Saturday night.
So when's the wedding?
Never.
When's the divorce is a better question.
I mean, the kids you're going to have.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know when the divorce. I don't even know if the dude knows or not. Maybe he's a Three Beards listener. But so anyway.
Jeff.
Also, to add to my friend's misery, whose party it was, fucking, she is friends with his girlfriend, and they live together. She stayed the night.
Oh.
So he had to wake up to her
whoa.
The next morning.
Rewind that back.
Okay.
Try to get the gun standing there.
Okay, so the drunk girl all over me.
Hey, drunk girl all over me.
Friends with my friend's girlfriend.
Birthday boy's friend.
Birthday boy's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And birthday boy and his girlfriend lived together in an apartment.
Yeah.
And that drunk girl stayed the night there, so he had to deal with her the next morning, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, I wonder if she was still drunk the next morning, because if she was many, many hours into the bottle.
Yeah. I mean, as much as she drank, probably.
She probably wouldn't even feel like getting up, yo.
Yeah.
Oh, she was feeling like getting up and getting down.
I got some Facebook messages to share, too. Let me pull these up.
Let's fully humiliate this chick, yeah.
Yeah, well, she's...
Well, she drunk
and
shit.
And then this is going to go online after the slut-shaming episode, too.
Yeah, I was about to say, we had like a 45-minute episode last week on what is slut-shaming, so, and now we're talking about this week. So.
Yeah. Although... To be fair, we're not criticizing her sexuality, just her fucking behavior.
Her auntie.
I'm criticizing her sexuality because she's hitting on Kevin.
Well, fair.
I think she's doing that enough by hitting on Kevin.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see here. Where is she in my messages? Here she is. Okay, so she messaged me.
Was this in the midst of the alcoholic haze or after or before?
So some of it was during. The first thing she sends me is her number, followed by ah, and then 11:11111111, followed by ah, followed by wiggle wiggle wiggle. Took me 3 tries. Shits with like a whole bunch of T's. Can we not bro code? ? And then that was the last thing she sent me at 11:31 p.m. And then Sunday, 9:24 a.m. Leave it to me to act a fucking fool. ... And then Kepley, who's been on the Three Beards before, he was talking about the Xbox One before it came out.
Yeah.
Kepley told me you got naked after I fell asleep. And I would respond to that, oh yeah. To which she responds, I feel like I missed everything good. LOL, I can't drink like that anymore. It's embarrassing.
There was no response needed.
Yeah. It was fucking Captain Obvious.
Well, at least you know if you're ever desperate, there you go. She's a recently liberated woman who wants to get her dick wet.
Yeah, but if you got to deal with the husband, though, man.
Well, you got to wait till she's a little bit more liberated.
We'll deal with the husband right now.
Wow,
the
man got it. The man got the peacekeeping.
Why do you think he's right at the door?
That is a woman liberator right there.
That's what you call the feculator. Everybody shits themselves when you point them at it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, that's true.
Times are hard, man. Are got hard. Gang tags out on the dumpsters. Times are hard.
That's my bad. Sorry.
Archdale gang, whatever.
Archdale,
Unlike, and it's been a while since we've talked about
the
this.
Gang tags are misspelled.
Unlike my brothers down on Green Street, who they know I'm the top guy around there.
You know Kevin's so gangster. I'm
walking.
He's totally
tall,
hood.
Walking Duke hard.
Gang number one.
I do karaoke down there sometimes.
Oh shit!
With my friends.
With his friends, with his posse. Yes.
Yeah. We're all like, who's on the microphone?
No, don't say that.
You see, and now you know your line. It's very important that you know that line. Yeah.
I think that's what really attracted her to me was she got that sense of gangster.
It's got an A at the end of it there.
Yeah.
Gangster.
No, man, like old school,
you're
like
not,
Robert De Niro.
Oh, Capone.
Yeah.
You're not Warren Beatty.
You do have the hat.
And then it interlocks with the Green Street gangsta. So you have the gangster and the gangsta. Now,
aren't you from Lexington?
In harmony.
He's not even from Lexington, yo. He's from, what was it, Meads?
Reeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it like we don't even know. Man, piss on this.
Yeah. Reeds, Compton, same thing, right?
Yeah, Reeds.
Compton.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Man, you don't know my struggles.
Come straight out of Reeds. Trade a mug named Kevin. Worked.
That's anything better than we'll come up with.
Y'all don't know my tribulations.
I kind of do. That's
my
thing.
Trials.
You're a business owner.
my struggles.
They have a meme about it.
My past.
It's called white people problems.
Wow.
I don't know why you gotta be racist.
I'm not. That's what the meme's called.
White people problems.
Yeah.
Why's it gotta be white?
Because you're white.
Why's it gotta be white?
Yeah.
Because you're white. And they're not real problems.
What are you guys trying to say?
You're a cracker.
Based on the...
I ain't saying it. They said it. They went there.
No, there's no they there. That's all Mr. Jeff.
You know his name, his podcast name, his full name? Jeff the Asshole.
Yes.
That's why he's got that, yeah.
It's an earned title.
Yeah.
I wasn't even on the show yet and I had the nickname.
Yeah.
You jerk.
It's our word.
Cunt?
I can use it.
Oh, yeah.
I can say cunt.
Yeah, see, and if you Louis C.K. it, saying the C word, you're putting it in my head, you're making me say it. So just be honest and just say what you mean.
You're a cracker.
Damn. Wow. But,
let's move on to the topic.
Yeah. Yeah. So, saw our first little glimpse of Star Wars Episode 7. Earlier today.
How many times did you come?
7?
Okay.
7 times for 7 times. Episodes.
This table is wide.
Have you guys seen the video?
No.
No.
I know that I seen like on ABC News like they had the they wanted like somebody to actually be in the movie, like one of the fans.
Yes, like a this is a contest they're doing in association with some sort of charity, but it was J.J. Abrams talking into the camera about it on the set of Star Wars Episode 7. And so in the background, there's people walking around in costume and like a Muppet walks by them, which was really exciting.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. Yeah. Like a little camel looking shit.
Yeah, carrying some shit on the back.
Yeah, some other little camel looking shit. My man had a neck, yo.
Yeah.
My
man so it was, they purposely did it like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
My man looked at him, the camel was like, the camel just kept going.
Union.
But I call it a camel. I don't know what the fuck it is. I'm just saying it looked like that camel.
Space thing. Camel.
Yeah, it probably is.
Space camel.
This sounds like a bridge.
That sounds like an off-brand of cigarettes.
But it's cool, though, because, you know, apart from that, the only thing really Episode 7 we've seen is, you know, the casting photo.
Yeah, right? With them all sitting around.
Yeah.
The round table kind of deal.
Yeah, and it's really cool, too, because they're actually at a place filming in a desert setting for Tatooine or wherever it's going to be, not in front of a green screen. There's not CGI guys walking around like in the prequels. It's old school, practical type shit.
Yeah, because, I mean, so the dude, so what's my man's name? Lucas. He's not Lucas. Doing this.
No,
thank God.
He's gone.
Oh.
He's gone.
Yeah.
So hold on, how'd they get, I mean, I'm kind of stuck in the loop. So how did they get my man to, he gave the rights over to them?
Sold him for like a billion something.
$2.2 billion.
Yeah.
Damn.
He got paid.
It was a year before last?
Yeah, like 2 years ago, something like that.
Damn.
Disney bought it. $2 billion with the B. And he still gets to be in control of ILM, Industrial Lights and Magic.
Evil fucking mouse.
Oh, boy. Oh, ah! I'm the original character, bitches.
You don't fuck with Mickey. That man will go back to Asgard real quick.
Yep. So you all sign this contract, will you? Oh, I got some news for you.
You're going to sign it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to stop doing the Mickey voice.
I just do it for the rest of the podcast.
That's creepy as shit. Some big black man with a fucking Mickey shirt on. A fucking Mickey Mouse voice.
They don't know that on the internet. They're just a voice.
Oh boy.
But since they're on a desert planet, you know, that means your boy Boba could be coming back.
Yes.
Yeah. He could be
He's dead.
Don't be
dead.
Don't be pessimistic.
You can come out of that cigar like pig.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff. Listen to your friend.
Dead.
No. I want Boba to be there. They kill the extended universe. I want Boba to be back.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Trying to find some messages that you sent me for you.
You mean the 10,000 news deals?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But also,
we're prepared here.
Also wanted to talk to about the there was a new Batman trailer that came out. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah, the gameplay.
Yeah, they finally showed some gameplay for the next Arkham game. It looks hot.
It looks good, but it looks like the other games.
Which were
well,
good.
No shit, it's Arkham.
Well, I mean, like gameplay wise and everything. Yeah,
sure.
I just couldn't get I couldn't get excited over it because it was exactly the same thing I'd seen before. Yeah,
except for the Batmobile.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. They brought the Batman bill for like 89, right?
Yeah.
No, that's the movie you're talking about.
Oh.
Yeah, this is for the game.
It's different looking. It's different looking, but it looks nice. And so one of the cool things, one of the exciting things is that one of the things that Fletcher's leaving out is that this universe or game world that you're playing is multiple times larger than any of the other games, and the streets are super wide to account for the Batmobile going all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks nice.
Being pessimistic, Fletch.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it's like all the other ones. You know what? I say that about every Godzilla movie.
They pretty much are
including
the same.
98.
You're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Including the Zilla movie.
You're still, well, yeah, you're still right. Not wrong. Yeah.
There was
nothing. That new one hot, though.
It's so good. Seen it twice.
Yeah, I
saw it today.
That, yeah. Yep. It's good.
It's sad that like back in 97, that shit was horrible. You
yeah.
Know? 98, and that was a sad
but
time.
The soundtrack for that shit was like, that soundtrack was hard.
It's a pretty big trend. Like, I don't know why, but bad movies usually have awesome soundtracks.
That soundtrack
you had
hard,
Puff Daddy and the Wallflowers.
Yeah, Puff Daddy and Jimmy Page.
Oh, yeah, man, they come with me, yeah.
I don't even like Puff Daddy like that, but that was probably like, that was good.
That was Puff Daddy when he was still Puff Daddy, too, yeah.
That video went hard too. But yeah, that was a hard album.
This is like the one good thing that came out of that movie, pretty much.
Yeah. That's a lot of fish still. That's funny as shit.
Yeah. But looks really good.
After Broderick,
it's like they're taking all the good parts from the previous games and throwing them in this one and adding in some extra stuff.
Yeah.
It's gonna be sweet.
It looks really, really good.
Also, because this is the same thing.
Totally.
An article that the Fletcher shared with me.
I find the weirdest shit on the internet.
This one is from Rawls Story. Sandy Hook truther steals memorial sign, tells victim's mother her child never existed.
Whoa!
It's King Douchebag Award here.
Whoa!
Shit just got real.
Yeah, really real, son. Hold on. But, you know, they are, you know, there's some people, you know, that said that, you know, it was staged. They also said you can actually go on the site. Like the actual, like, what was it? Not the TSA. Damn, not TSA, but.
FBI?
No, not the FBI.
NSA.
Who?
NSA.
Not NSA.
AARP.
The people that do FEMA.
Oh, yeah. FEMA, okay.
Yeah, I think it was their website or something. It might have been FEMA, but they said that you can go on there and they said that it was like a drill, you know, that they was doing.
Yeah, there was a drill going on in town that same day, yeah. Across town.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, if they were to, you know, pull things off like that, I'm not gonna be on this podcast saying, you know, they did or they didn't. But they pulled something that big, man. I mean, I don't know, man. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. But go ahead and read the article.
Yeah, yeah. A vinyl peace sign installed at a playground in Mystic, Connecticut, dedicated to a victim of the Sandy Hook shooting, was stolen last week by a man claiming that the Newtown massacre never happened. After stealing the 50-pound sign from the Grace McDonald playground, the man called McDonald's mother, saying he did it because he believes the shooting at the school was a hoax, according to CBS2. According to the mother, Lynn McDonald, the man told her that her daughter, quote, never existed. Grace McDonald was one of 20 children killed by the 20-year-old Adam Lanza when he went on a shooting rampage at Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14th, 2012. Lanza also shot and killed 6 adult staff members and his mother. It goes on just a little bit more. Sandy Hook truthers believe that the Newtown shooting never occurred or was part of a false flag operation designed to open the door to the confiscation of all guns by the government. The Grace McDonald Playground is one of 26 planned playgrounds being built by the Where Angels Play Foundation in honor of all 26 victims. The latest incident comes 2 weeks after another playground sign located in Hartford was vandalized with someone spray painting "Peace to Sandy Hook," a peace sign, and the numeral 2 on it. Signs at both locations are being replaced. Kind of a dick move.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They parents and stuff is grieving, man. Yeah, I mean, whether, you know, you believe it happened or not. Yeah, that was a dick move.
Too soon.
Well, see, the thing is, 50 pounds. Fucking
yeah.
A.
Yeah. My man was like lifting, yo. My man was like, yo, son, lifting weights. I'm going to get that sign, motherfucker.
And you know, he had a goal. He trained for it.
Get it. What do I do? Oh!
My lumbago.
Oh! Oh, shit. I got to carry it now.
It's up. What do I do? Yeah, fuck. Man, he made it to a swing.
But they said there was a lot of weird connections with that Sandy Hook. They said that the dude that was with the, like, they're saying, like, dude from Sandy Hook was like, the father from Sandy Hook knew the dude's father that was shot up those kids in the theater when my man came out like the Joker with that Batman movie.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, I don't know how true that is or not.
It's all happens in Colorado, right?
Yeah. It's funny. All shootings like that always happen in, and I'm not trying to make it a racist statement though, but it always happens in like little white suburban communities.
Oh, because there ain't nothing else to do.
Yeah, it's like always happen in those, like, shit, that shit happened in Harlem. It wouldn't even be on the news. But one, they just shot his ass.
Yeah.
That's why I'm always chilling on Green Street.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why Kevin's chilling on Green Street. But I'm just saying, that's my point, man. Because shoot, it's just like, shoot, if it's like, shit, hell, we blast, we all blast. You know, in Harlem, yeah. Like, it never happened. That never happens in, like, in a urban, you know, inner city. I mean, yeah, you have people killing and shooting, but it's for like, oh, well, this guy owe me money, or this dude.
It's never just because.
Yeah, it ain't because like, well, you know what?
My parents don't love me kind of stuff,
Or like, you know what? I put on the wrong coat, so fuck it. Everybody got to go. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, damn, I put on my shooting coat.
Wait a minute, hold on. I cut off my penis because of my kid.
Oh, yeah, this is the next article.
The
next
the Wu-Tang Clan. Yeah.
You can't fuck with them no more.
Literally. Can't fuck with them. He's too raw, son. Too raw in the mic.
Wu-Tang affiliated rapper. I cut off my penis because of my kids. What? What? Does...
hold on. I mean, I'm kind of confused. Why are you cutting off with the kids?
Let me explain.
He lets you know what's up.
I got the word here. Christ Bearer is finally breaking his silence about why he cut off his penis before jumping out of a window. Telling TMZ it was desperation over not being able to see his daughters that drove him to commit the insane act. Oh, and he also got his penis back. We'll get to that later.
Wait a minute, hold on. He got his penis back?
He got his penis back.
Oh, he put it back on?
Yeah, super glue. Super glue and duct tape.
Duct tape fixes everything.
Yep.
Wow, that sounds like you get a surgeon from Trinity, North Carolina. Like, all right, now, Christ, man, you just sit right here, boy. You drink some of this M. It's going to numb a bit right here. Now, I'm going to put this super glue in there, and then we're going to duct tape it. You're going to have to take the duct tape off in 3 days, there, boy.
Well, if he wants to have that time with the special ed, he got popsicle sticks, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Christ Bearer, part of the Wu-Tang affiliate Killer Bees. What?
Wu-Tang.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was above my glasses. It was blurry. Racist. Where's my phone at? Operator, give me the police. Got a black man that broke into the comic shop.
Oh, damn, really? Minority suspect.
Profile him. No.
It's a WWB right there.
Wow. WB?
No, it's a WWB.
Oh, what would black do?
Oh, Walking While Black.
Walking While Black?
Yeah.
But continue with the story, sir. I'm sorry.
CB.
Yeah, let's get back to the dick
cutting. CB, part of the Wu-Tang affiliate Killer Bees, tells TMZ that that night last month was a rough one for him. No shit. He says that he was feeling super alone, unable to see his two daughters because of restraining orders, and a third child on the way. CB tells us he started to smoke weed and read a book about monks and vasectomies. CB says it felt like his world was collapsing, and with the thoughts of kids and vasectomies in his head, he decided to take matters into his own hands.
No.
Clearly, it did not turn out well.
No.
But there was a happy ending.
No.
Gosh, they just tarnished him, man.
I think he did that himself pretty well.
I know, but still.
CB says plastic surgeons were able to reattach his manhood, and he has regained full functionality, though he might not be able to have kids. So, mission accomplished. As for his future with Wu-Tang, he'd only say, "I am the motherfucking Wu-Tang."
I have been lonely and sad in my life. I've been depressed.
Uh-huh.
I have never been cut my own dick off and throw myself out a window depressed.
In all fairness, if I cut my dick off to kill the pain, I'd probably try jumping out of a window.
Yeah. I have to like, fuck, what do I do now?
Speaking of the Wu-Tang, I don't know if y'all heard. Now, RZA and Raekwon had been beefing, and they came back. They're talking about re-releasing that. Well, not re-releasing, excuse me. Releasing an album. Just one album.
Yeah.
One album. And they're going to get to pay $30 to listen to it. What did y'all take on that?
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, my thing on it is, yes, people are talking junk about it, but my thing is this. I will say this, as especially me being a fan of hip-hop music, like good hip-hop, not this shit that we got out now. But my thing is, you know, I think, if we gave them, you know, like someone paid $30, I think they should throw in like a little bit of merchandise. I mean, granted, I can understand they be like, nah, fuck that, because, you know, they're stealing my music and shit anyway. Nah, they gonna pay $30 to listen to this album. I can respect that. But I think if, you know, just to, you know, give a sentence so people could be on the bandwagon, you know, like, merchandise, like, hey, give them a Woo shirt.
Pay you $30 to get your picture with the CD.
Or get like, you know, hey, if you get, you listen to this CD, we'll throw in Enter the 36 Chambers. That'd be great.
Pay $30 or cut your dick off?
I think I paid the $30.
Oh, yeah, same here, but.
Every time. $30.
At least that way you won't be shortchanged.
Wow. And bring back ODB from the dead. Yo, son. Yo, Brooklyn Sue. You either going to listen to the motherfucking album? I'm going to cut off your dick. What you going to do, son? Wu-Tang.
I don't want to fuck with them, honestly.
That's some crazy people right there. Not crazy, but I'm just saying. I mean, if I was in the alley and I had to start a fight with them, yeah, I ain't fucking with the jizz.
Dude, just cut his dick off and jump out a window. Of course not.
Face. You. I ain't fucking with you.
He's a certified insane motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm not. If he cut his own dick off and don't give a fuck about it, you think he go give a fuck about you?
No.
Okay, then I ain't fucking
with you. That goes way beyond crazy eyes. So, you ever cut your dick off, Kevin?
Plead the fifth.
Fifth.
1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth.
That's a yes, folks. That's why he didn't get with that the drunk chick.
That was it. Oh, I didn't even tell you this part of the story.
Oh, we're going back.
Wow, we're going back.
Got to the point to where I was like, look, I have a 2.5 millimeter dick. You ain't even going to feel it.
Wait, that's being generous.
You're not going to feel it. And as far as how wide it is, have you ever seen like a human hair? It's kind of like that. And she still kept going on. She's like, oh, no, that's fine. We can work with that.
Wow.
Bitch.
Dang, they ain't even hitting clitoris, boy. They ain't even hitting lips.
No.
I ain't even skin. They're like, if I brush up against it.
That's Ken doll.
Like, wow, Ken doll.
And so for like the rest of the night, I kept having to hear about 2.5 millimeter dick.
Of course you did.
Yeah, but, and guess what's going to be? Yes. Yeah, you started a trend.
Yeah.
2 millimeter Kevin.
But it was to...
2 millimeter killer.
We have your rap name.
I had to...
I'm sorry. That's fucking hilarious.
You guys can remember it.
Oh, nah, shit. This is going to the internet. It's going to be there forever.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, oh, it's Fletch. It's Jeff the asshole. How are you? Motherfucking 2 millimeter killer. How the fuck are you?
I'm DJ Sour Cream.
DJ Sour Cream.
Yes. And the 2 millimeter killer.
Oh, 2 millimeter killer.
I can dig it.
Yeah. She can't, though.
Nah, she can't dig it.
That can't.
That's cool, though. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
You got to own that shit.
2 millimeter killer.
You think Christ Bear there is about measuring up with you now?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to.
I'm surprised they put it back on.
Matter of fact, my thing is, I'll be honest with you, I never really heard. I mean, I know the Wu-Tang's got, like, as far as they got other members and things.
They got like 1,000 people in it. Oh, yeah.
It's a clan.
Yeah. But, I mean, clan. They got expansions and stuff, too. Like, they got like, Sons of Man.
They should do Sons of Wu, though. That's a pretty good name.
Yeah, they should. But I don't know. I don't think they got. They might have that. I don't know. I have to research that. I mean,
younger guys.
Yeah, but there are some of them that were pretty good, though. There were some that were pretty good.
Was he any good?
Like I said, I never listened to names. So no. I couldn't tell you. I'll have to go back and dig up what he had.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh. While everyone's here.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
So, I wanted to bring up how bullshit it was that he's pretty much blaming it on weed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, I don't understand why that was really a factor.
Weed ain't gonna make me cut my dick off.
No!
It was the monks. It was clearly the monks.
We just gonna make you fall asleep. Not want to get up, cut a dick off, and jump out a window.
He's gotta be on something else. Yeah, every guy that I've ever known that's been on weed, they've never wanted to jump anywhere, let alone cut anything but a sandwich.
Except for maybe into a car and go down to Taco Bell.
The only thing they're gonna jump into is a bed, yo.
Yeah. And again, only if it's a really stable bed.
Yeah, I'm saying, yo. Let me let my man on the couch off a half bait. Hey, everybody tripping, hit this shit. Went back to sleep.
So fuck you, Crysperry. You're giving potheads everywhere a bad name. Yep. You deserve your cut up dick.
No.
Looking like hamburger meat.
No. Nobody deserves that.
I'm pretty sure he does.
Nobody deserves that.
I don't think he deserved it. I just think it was just a bad decision. It was a bad decision. I don't think he deserved it.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Now,
yeah.
granted, it was like this. Now, he was like some child pedophile dude, something like that.
You can cut off his dick then,
Yeah, then he deserved that shit. Yeah, but
it sounds like he did himself a favor, too. I mean, he's got two kids with a restraining order.
And then a third on the way.
Yeah.
I don't think cutting off his dick and jumping out in the window is going to help that any.
No, but he won't have number four.
That's true.
Yeah, he's not helping. Yeah, he's shooting blanks now, yeah.
If anything.
Yeah.
All right, so. Fair points. Fair points all around. Yeah. Golf clap.
Thank you. That counts as an intelligent discussion for us.
Yeah. We keep it at a high intellect level.
Keep it thorough, son.
Yes. Yes.
But no, I was going to bring up while we're all here. We can either do it like next week or the week after, but we have teased online that Fletcher and I are going to have a rap battle. And Mr. Howie Wilson here.
Yep.
Has been generous enough to do the honors of providing the beats.
Yeah, I was going to do like the beatbox. Also, I was going to try to get a couple lines in.
It's going to make us look incredibly bad.
I'm telling you,
no,
encore.
I suck, son. I suck.
I'm going to wind up riding Fox with box and socks.
Howie's going to be the encore, and yours truly is going to beatbox for him.
Oh shit!
Shit.
Call me Clyde Davis.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, I got some really cool apps, you guys.
Oh,
you Christ.
You want to hear my app?
There goes all intelligent conversation.
No. It's worth it. It's relevant. It's super relevant.
Does it cut your dick off? Oh.
Sorry, I'll do it again.
It's the Clay Davis app.
That needs to be a ringtone.
Can be in the bank that goes off.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I'd like to make a withdrawal. How much you like to get out? I think I want $200. Well, your account says that you only have a -130. -130? Shit.
And that's the bottom line. Just don't set so.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. I got my soundboard.
Like somewhere in like Kevin's room at home, there's like Batman Stone Cold porno.
How you doing?
Probably, yeah. He wrote the fan fiction himself.
Wow.
Do you understand me? I said that man's name was Triple H.
Is it just a soundboard?
Oh,
yeah, it's just a soundboard.
Speaking of wrestlers, what's everybody's feelings on the Ultimate Warrior?
That's what I think.
Wow.
You were correct, Fletch. All intelligent conversation is up.
Yeah, I called it.
What we feel about what?
The
Ultimate Warrior. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was...
We covered this.
Yeah, I was
oh, damn, y'all covered this?
Yeah. Give us a program, Howie.
Damn it. You know, I'm late, you know. Like black people, we late for a bunch of shit.
BPT.
CPT. Yeah, CPT.
Nah, BFT.
BFT?
Black folk time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, folk. Okay.
It's been updated.
Yep.
We gotta alert everybody else now.
But, okay. We won't cover that then since y'all covered
it. We don't know
it.
Your feelings on it.
Yeah, what's your feelings?
I mean, I grew up with it, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really get... I watched wrestling, then my mama told me, like, oh, you can't watch wrestling no more because they be violent and be rubbing on each other and grabbing. I'm like, oh, shit. So I never got to catch up with it later. But back in the day, though, I did have, like, I don't know if y'all remember, like, the wrestling buddies, like the old school.
Yeah,
I had Ultimate Warrior, yo. I had Ultimate Warrior.
I had Warrior and Hogan, yeah.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, the little wrestling buddies come up there and be like, oh, I got you. Wrestling buddies.
What was wrestling buddies? I wasn't
They're
aware
like
of this.
Kind of stuffed, like wrestlers you can throw around and beat up.
Like a stuffed animal, pretty much.
But like with like a hard plastic head.
Nah.
No. It's all soft.
Yeah, they was. It was much. It really wasn't that soft though. But they didn't.
They all had like soft, like broken looking noses.
Yeah, they didn't put that. They didn't put that much cotton in it, yo. It was just like, a sheet of cotton. That's it. We sew a man up. Bam. ready to go.
Ah, so it's cheap as shit.
Hell yeah.
Gotcha.
The 60s were a hard time.
Damn, son, you think I'm
hard? Hell no. My man's like the 60s. Jeff's 85.
Yeah.
Damn, son.
I've been 85 since I was 3 years old, though, in spirit.
Damn, son, if you're 85, yo, like, I'm old, yo, pretty much.
I think you're probably the oldest one here. Congratulations.
Oh,
thanks. Yeah. How old are you, Howie?
Like, realistically, or the age I'm going to give you?
Your choice. Dealer's choice.
All right. Well, I'm 30 years old.
You're the oldest one here.
That's old as fuck.
As Jeff pulls out his old person calendar.
My man got pills with the fucking dates on him and shit.
Like, hell yeah.
Then my Wednesday shits. Damn, son, he got me beat. I ain't even doing that shit, though.
I forget to take my fucking medicine, dude.
Yeah, my man's like, where is it? I knew I need to get that shit.
Oh, that's what it's called, the old person calendar. Yeah. It reminds you what day of the damn week you're on, if you're alive.
Yeah.
Hold on, you ain't taking no water, son. You just swallow them.
No, he raw dogs that shit.
Damn, son.
He's like hardcore like that.
I used to just chew them.
Yeah, you can't chew some of your pills, dude.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, these things.
Yes, I can.
Hold on, man. These ain't Flintstone kids. Can't do that.
I've seen the man chews Tylenol on a regular basis. He don't give a fuck.
It's got like a nice sweet taste afterwards.
Jeff also rolls hard with me on Green Street.
Yeah.
No, I do not.
He turned that down real fucking quick.
Get that shit out.
So what, you're a Tate Streeter?
No, definitely not.
Oh, man, Tate Street kind of rough one.
Dude, they got delicious Indian food down there.
Man, I chill on Tate Street all the time.
Tate Street looks rough. I really do. Though.
All the time. All throughout the semester.
Delicious Indian food.
My brother has horror stories of Tate Street back in his day.
Really?
Yeah.
Tate Street is rough, man.
I got some New York pizza stories from Tate Street.
What about Godfather's pizza?
We don't talk about that after what happened last time.
What happened
to Robert?
Bitches got slapped.
Oh, damn, son. Over Godfather's pizza, yo?
Uh-huh. I said, light on the sauce.
Oh, damn. You know what? You ain't got to say no more. All right.
I said, light on the sauce.
All right, no.
Damn, Kevin.
So I got burnt.
Chill the fuck out, homie.
Somebody got work.
I take my pizza seriously.
I feel you, though.
Shit. You go.
Dude, you're about to hit incandescent levels of white right there, dude. You're going to start glowing.
Like, shit. Anyway, he said shit like black person. That would trip me out. That's why I was laughing.
He didn't know you had it in him.
He's like, shit.
Take I've watched The Wire. I know. I know.
I fucking saw it. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
We're going to do the beatbox thing. Or we going to do this.
Are you free next week? Next Wednesday?
I might be. So it's going to be next Wednesday.
Whatever Wednesday works for you.
Yeah.
I should be able to do it next Wednesday. Hopefully nothing don't come up.
Okay. I got to work on my rhymes to be Daniel Candy Ass.
Yeah, so basically the rules are we're going to flip to see who goes first.
Well, I'm going to do some beatboxing while y'all talking.
Okay. We're going to flip to see who goes first, and we're each going to have two raps, 20 lines each. Whoever goes first has their one rap.
Yo.
And then a response rap, which won't be. You know what I'm saying. Then the second person will do one of theirs. Then back to the first person. And then the person who went second will wrap it up. And then Booker is going to be here to judge to see who won the rap battle. So it's going to be up to Booker. And then Howie is going to do the encore.
With
compliments. Beatbox compliments by yours truly.
Can we apologize in advance? Yeah. I'm sorry, folks.
Yeah. As long as y'all don't do the white folk beatbox, like, boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm talking about? Sorry.
You're
like
balling in a jug?
Yeah, no, not the jug. But you know, the one that, and I'm not knocking Ben Folds, but you know, like the Ben Folds.
The Justin Timberlake stuff
Like everybody's like, boom, 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 boom. Like the, pretty much like Doug. You don't do no Doug funny shit like,
I remember that, yeah. That may be a bit too...
So, like, like jazz scat vocals.
Yeah, like yeah.
You can't
jazz.
You can't scat it.
You can't,
no.
Dude.
None of that.
None of that. None of that. It's right. Come up. And then you can add some stuff in it.
I know my limits.
That's what we're in for. And then Jeff is going to do an encore with Fletcher beatboxing. Or not. It's cool.
It just looked like he just shit. She's like, damn, I'm about to take my Thursday, man.
No, it's still Wednesday.
Oh, man. That's funny.
It's going to be funnier than anything we do next week. I guarantee it to you.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, though.
I just feel bad for you, Kevin.
Why?
Because you're going to get smacked the fuck down.
Yeah, go ahead.
Use the app. Yeah.
Use the app. Oh, yeah.
Use your app. Yes, since you can't come up with anything yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's still effective too. Damn.
What's it?
Shameful shit.
Did I say shameful shit?
Shameful shit.
Oh, shameful shit. Oh,
not shame for shit. They're not trading there.
I think I'll take the shame.
Yeah.
If they were trading.
I wonder what the exchange rate is.
On shame the shit?
It's one chop dick.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
But does it count if it's like
we went there.
Nuggety shit or if it's like corn in it? Does it cost extra?
It's one chop dick regardless.
Okay. Does it have to be yours or can it be anybody's chop dick?
We're not going to ask you where I got the dick from, sir. We're just saying it's one
damn
shot.
Okay.
Oh, plot twist on the rap battle, too, by the way.
Oh, fuck.
PA system.
Really?
PA system.
So the Jay Butler's crew is going to get the...
might get a noise violation or something.
We're going to get shot. That's what we're going to get.
Oh, shoot. It's going to be real.
It's going to get real.
Soon. I mean, I'm not going to bring in towers, but we're going to monitor set up and power amp and all that.
We're going to get it, yo.
Oh,
next,
man.
So next Wednesday, for real.
So now's a bad time to mention that I've got pretty good straight stage fright, right?
Yeah, it's too late. It's too late. Yeah. And now...
I've seen you get on a stage with your underwear on the outside of your pants before.
That was
like Captain Quail Man?
Yeah, actually, literally, that was Quail Man.
Quail Man!
Yeah. That was at a con. That was different. It was around my peoples then. Yeah.
You're around your peoples now.
Yeah. Y'all judge me.
Should... Yes, we do. So do your peoples.
Since this is presumably the episode before the battle, should we say what the listener predictions are?
Sure. Yeah. Get them out of the way.
Okay. So we took a poll at 336cast.com.
How many votes were there in total?
I'm checking.
I didn't actually vote on this because I'm kind of partial.
I need to add those to my stuff.
Let's see. So... You want your results or my results first?
It doesn't matter. Certain, yeah.
Pick, goddammit!
Mine.
Okay.
Yours.
I can't do it.
All right, yours.
His.
Howie, are we going to hear Fletcher's results for the prediction on who's going to win or my results first?
Oh, it don't matter. Yo, do what you got to do, son.
We are some indecisive motherfuckers.
Oh, we've told you twice.
Yeah.
You've told me two different
it's
answers.
Simple.
Yeah.
We're going to flip forward.
Do mine.
Do yours.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do yours.
See?
What? You're asking us?
You see? I'm flipping for it. I'm going to flip for it.
Right here. I'm flipping.
All right. Heads, Fletcher, tails, Kevin.
Because I'm the king of head.
It's on edge.
It's on head.
It was a head, but then it fell.
What is it now?
Tails.
So it's tails.
Okay.
What's y'all signing? The 336?
No, just 336cast.com.
Where you can find... all sorts of podcasts like the Name Redacted Podcast, 336cast, Opposed Thumbs, and the Three Beards.
Is Opposed Thumbs on there yet?
Yes, they've been on there.
Yep. Kevin has 66.67% of the votes. Fletcher, 33.33% of the votes.
How many people voted?
Damn, son. Yeah, that's a good question.
You're going to have to guess.
3.
11.
No, more than that.
4.
About 5.
More.
11.
20.
More.
20.
12.
No, I was talking to him. Less than 20.
Oh, less than 20. 15?
13.
That's it. That's as close as you get.
15? Wow.
You see, because here, you got to see it from my, and I've been struggling with this for like 30-something episodes. When you bring up like a low number,
11,
it's really disheartening. One, for me, even though I never mention it. And two, for a listener. If you're listening to a show and even one of the hosts is going, oh, no one's listening to this, no one's going to do this, why would you want to keep up with it?
That's agreed. Why I don't.
Agreed.
But Fletcher constantly does it. Called out, son. Called out.
I do it ironically.
Dead. Dead.
Oh, you're trying to make this the one beards now?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a coup.
The only one.
Actually, Two Beards Podcast, Kevin and Howie, every Wednesday. No, it counts. It counts.
What the fuck do I look like then?
The Wolfman,
yeah. Okay, that works.
I can't do the... Somebody got to do the Wookiee thing.
I can't do the Wookiee thing.
Have you seen the official Fletcher t-shirt?
No. Wow. Yeah. Wow. I have now.
I don't deny it. I look good. Like, those royalty checks are sweet. Oh, well, that's why. But his shirt is of Chewbacca, by the way, folks. For those
such
of you,
such a visual podcast.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
How many people was it?
No.
No.
You can just go see on 336.
I'm not
you
going
just,
to.
You can just click view results.
Yeah, that'd be the best thing to do.
I don't even care.
But we're gonna try to hype it up, though. We're gonna
hold up as many fingers as it is.
Yep.
We need to have a prize or something, like first win against like nachos or something.
It can't be anything monetary because I ain't got no damn money.
I understand that. That's
we can cool. find nachos.
Do they still make nachos?
Nacho cheese?
Who makes nachos?
Anyone?
Yeah.
Taco Bell?
I thought that went out back in the 90s.
No, Taco Bell still does nachos.
If you go to Sam's Club, you can buy like a big old freaking jar of just cheese.
Oh, going through the McDonald's drive-thru?
Mm-hmm.
You can get breakfast at 12 a.m. now. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
At McDonald's.
Everybody?
No, nope. But still,
everybody
you can.
Everybody catering to the stoner crowd.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, I think yeah. that's what it is.
It is.
And I think Taco Bell kind of realized,
exactly.
like, you know what? We're going to do the taco waffle.
Taco Bell don't give a fuck no more. They haven't given a fuck for like a year and a half.
That's why they have taco a dollar Bell. Tacos.
Can you get the breakfast all day long at Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Damn. Taco Bell.
Or at least
like,
within the first month of them doing it, you could.
Taco Bell's like the new Honey Badger, yo.
They don't give a fuck. It's tasty, too, sons of bitches.
Taco Bell don't care.
I've had the AM Crunchwrap and I've had the waffle taco. Both were not bad.
This is the professional grip I'm going to have.
Two fingers on top,
two fingers below the mic.
Just like how you hold your
penis. Motherfucker, I'm going to be like Godzilla, blast your head off and just drop it and take a nap.
I'm just going to beatbox, yo. And then, like, I'm going to do the encore and I'll worry about all that later.
And I probably won't be here or listen to it.
Damn, son, it's like that, son?
Yeah, it is like
it's
that.
Like that.
Why is it like that?
It's always like that.
Why is
live
it like that?
Concert in the comic shop.
Wow, for free.
For free.
For free.
I feel like you should be paying me.
Everybody or nobody can come. I mean, I did not say that cool.
No, but that's true, though. You're right.
Everybody or nobody can come.
You got to stand by it, though.
So here's the thing. Do we leave the shop door open for regulars to come in here so that they can stay and see it happen, or do we just
lock the damn door?
Lock the door.
I think if we have it going, though, we're going to get thrown off.
Yeah, we better lock the door because you might have some unexpected guest that might come through.
Oh, no. Like, you would definitely, you'd unlock the door so that people you know can come in and then just lock it right back.
Yeah.
As people
yeah.
come
oh, okay,
in.
Okay. I thought you meant because we did have that one random weirdo guy come in here at 1 o'clock last week.
Yeah, I'm not talking to any. Yeah. I was talking about the regulars up here.
Wait a minute, hold on. Y'all had like a homeless dude come through?
Yeah.
Damn, son. He's like,
yeah, we were playing up here HeroClix, and he just kind of walked in and watched us play for like 3 or 4 minutes.
Like
put his hands down his pants and started to make a jerking.
Whoa. Hey.
Nice. Yeah. He just asked for a couple bucks and started to look pretty pissed when we said nah.
Dude, it's the comic shop.
Yeah, it's really,
yeah, I'm just like, dude, they ain't balling. You think people that
that's what
us.
One of the guys said. He said, we spent all of our money on comics and toys.
You think we balling over here?
Yeah.
And the strangest thing, he cut off his dick and jumped out the window.
Yeah. It was the damnedest thing. Yeah.
Bizarre.
Damn.
Brand new window. Fresh window.
Yeah.
I put that up quick.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Insurance is a motherfucker.
We had T.O. Estevan come up and do it.
Wow. When is he going to come up here with some of his stories?
I don't know. He keeps saying he'll do it. He's been saying he'll do it for like 30 episodes.
Yeah. What episode? We were
you
on,
know T.O. Estevan?
Nah.
Steve?
Oh, you said his name.
Call him T.O. Estevan.
Because his name, you're going to have to edit out his name now.
Wow. Well, Estevan is the same as Steve.
Still. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Espanol.
We're speaking English, so one that matters.
Wow.
We only speak American on the Three Beards podcast.
Wow.
America.
Chinga tu madre.
You just didn't speak English.
Yeah.
I don't trust anything else ever since the
fuck your mom in Spanish.
Oh, word?
Chinga tu madre.
My mom's? My mom's shoe?
That's right.
If you hit him, I'm not going to see it.
Really? My mom's shoe?
You want my shoe?
This has been the last episode of Three Beards.
I'll see you all next week for the One Beards.
The One Beard. Fletch going to do the show, boss.
I am going to beatbox and I'm going to win.
Yo, my man's spitting hard.
For your rap, are you going to want a fast beat or slow beat?
Oh, for my type of rap.
Or mid-tempo beat.
Whoa, did you just give him the option of all three, you know, like one, two, and then
probably
one,
like,
three, and then
probably
two?
Like yeah. Slow to mid. I mean, I could.
All right.
I mean, I can't do like that. You know, I can like twist the rap, but I can I kick a little something.
No, I'm going to go home and I'm going to start listening to a lot of Eminem. That's yeah.
So Fletcher.
Oh, speaking of Eminem. Oh, well, go ahead. You go ahead.
Fletcher and I are going to take the easy way out and write ours ahead of time. Are you going to do it off the top of your head or are you going to write yours out? Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't feel like writing.
Oh, all right.
I can respect lazy. Right, you're good.
Yeah. Speaking of Eminem, though, and I don't know if
greatest rapper of all time.
But this is my thing now. I haven't discussed it. I don't know if y'all discussed it or not, but what do y'all feel about the Rap God record?
It's good. I like it.
I've not heard it.
You never heard what?
Who did it?
Eminem, the Rap God, son.
Hold yeah.
When did it come out?
It came
it's
out.
It's the single off of Marshall Mathers, right?
No, not Marshall Mathers.
The number two.
The new, was it whatever that new album is.
Yeah, it's the Marshall Mathers two. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've heard like the singles on the radio.
Oh, this ain't going to be on the radio.
Oh, let me see if I can pull it
It's up. Good.
It actually goes in, yo. This mug goes in. He killed everybody.
Yeah.
I only listen to real rappers like Tupac. And Old Dirty Bastard.
That kid from the grass. And
you only do 30 seconds of it.
Okay.
And Kid Rock.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's lawsuit.
Yeah. After 30 seconds, we got
to
pay for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I cut it off, though. But what? I mean, my man.
See, this is how I feel about it.
The thing of it is, like,
he's rubbing his nipples.
Like, someone told me, like, he killed, like, 100 and some words, like, 16 seconds.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong now. I mean, I like him and stuff, but everybody be like, oh, him. I just, you know what I'm saying? I think he's good, but... And one thing I do like about Eminem is that he give respect to, like, the older heads and stuff, too. You don't really see a whole lot of young cats doing that, you know?
Is he still a young cat, technically, though?
Well, I mean, he's...
in his mid-30s.
Yeah, he's in his mid-30s, but still, he kind of...
Relative to the old guys from the
80s. Yeah, he's, oh, okay. I mean, he kind of came up with, like, the Ice-T's and... You know what I'm saying? Like that NWA vibe. He also, I mean, you know, Eric Bean, Rakim, Run DMC, all that type of stuff. So he gives, I mean, that's the thing I like about him. Somebody that's relevant to the rap game, and he gives, you know, props to that type, that school, you know, like, hey, man, I wouldn't be who I am if it wasn't for this crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's, that's cool. But these other rappers now today, I don't hear a lot of that.
Well, they sound the same, so.
Everybody, I don't know. Everybody's, oh, but speaking of which, we're going to talk about another rapper y'all need to check out. I need to check out Hospin, yo. That dude, man, y'all need to check him out, yo. That mug hard, boy. That mug go hard, boy. I'm a crack.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give my man, my main man, Kid Rock?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Rapid
trash,
skills.
Trash bag, yo.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's actually a white trash bag.
Trash bag. I mean, I'll give Kid Rock this now. I'll give him this. I mean, I think, like, as far as his blend of rap and rock and the musicianship and stuff, I give him credit for that. Like, he'll rock a Sugar Hill Gang shirt, and then he'll rock, like, a ZZ Top shirt and things like that. You know, to respect both cultures. I respect him on that. He also had made a statement about, you know, there was some, like, he was doing, like, a concert and stuff, and he was kind of getting, not necessarily getting on Jay-Z, but just pointing out, like, it was, I mean, this man is already rich, but he wants $200 a seat. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah. And he keeps tickets at $20.
Yeah, he keeps them, and he gets good acts to come through. And that's one thing I give him, you know, on that, you know, as far as, like, helping the music and, like, the industry, I give him, you know, credit on that as far as that goes. But as far as, like, skill-wise, I don't think he's definitely not, like, top 10 or nothing. I mean, he's decent.
You give him like a 5 or 6.
I'll give him about like a 4.5.
You hear that, Kevin? Your boy shit.
Respect my. I'm trolling, but
right now you say that, yeah.
Okay, all right. My
8-year-old self is crying right now.
Good.
Okay.
And it's old. Yeah.
White rappers. Who y'all think outside of Eminem hardest white rap?
Oh, Informer.
Informer?
Informer.
I don't even know what the fuck he's saying. Look at chicken out of there. Let it get boom boom there.
I think his name was actually Snow, and he was Canadian. So
okay,
was,
yeah.
but the Informer.
That's right, he's a white guy named fucking Snow, yeah.
Fucking Beastie Boys.
Yeah, of course, yeah, the good Beastie God. Boys.
Rest in peace, it's MCA.
JRS-1.
He's not white.
Three Little Beasties?
I'm blind.
He's not white.
Oh, shit.
I mean, he's nice, but he's probably like one of my favorite rappers, but he's not white. Said white rapper.
Does Zach De La Rocha count?
He's Spanish.
That's white.
De La Rocha, dude.
But, I mean, he's not.
Say his last name.
He's not blue-haired.
Blue-haired?
Blue-haired, yeah.
Damn, House. What are you trying to say? All white people got blue hair when they get old.
Yeah. Smoking that dick cut, like, cutting off pot right there.
Wow.
Jeez.
I mean, dang, y'all, no one said Everlast or no one said...
Everlast? Are they rap?
Actually, Everlast is nice. Yo.
I dug the Gorillaz. The Gorillaz
were good, yeah.
But
were they rap?
They were kind of...
No, he didn't. The rapper in that was Del, the funky Homo sapien. He's black.
Yeah. He's blue. I've seen him in the video.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
He's a ghost.
But he's actually...
Wait, he's the one from Gorillaz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Del, the Homo sapien.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Deltron joint.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Dude, I was just listening to, I think it was yesterday or the day before, the Deltron 3030 Event 2 album.
Hmm.
It just came out either earlier this year or late last year that Dan the Automator did with Deltron.
Yeah, Del's also in a group called Howard Griffiths. Y'all should check him out. But yeah, Del's like one. Del's, I mean, I'm kind of sidetracked though, but Del's actually kind of a diverse rapper. You could kind of put him. White rapper, black rapper, he's going to shine. I mean, because he's got that voice. And also, he's Ice Cube's cousin.
Really? A lot of people. I did not know that.
You'll learn today, boy.
Today I learned.
What about your boy MC Chris Fletch?
MC Chris.
He sold out. I don't like him no more.
Okay. Another white rapper people don't. There's a couple of them. Aesop Rock of the Definite Junks. Well, I don't know. They call themselves Definite Junks anymore. Aesop Rock and LP is actually pretty nice. Y'all check them out. Ooh, bless you.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, they pretty cool. Actually, I think LP rapped with Dale one time. And that sound, man, it was like back in like the early 2000s, kind of like when they had that period of like underground was kind of, they were trying to salvage it before this trash shit came.
Yeah, before it got all fucked up into hell.
Okay, I'm done with that. Done with the white rappers. Done with it.
So am I.
Oh, one more. MC Search.
Never heard of him.
Nope.
Okay. Very important guy.
So I guess we can search for him?
Very important guy. He was in a group.
Ow.
He was in a group called Third Base. MC Search is the guy that founded Nas.
Oh.
Yep. That dude.
That name I know.
Yeah. I'm talking, man.
You're teaching us, man.
You're going to learn, man.
We're going to learn.
Learn.
This has been a very informative episode of the Three Beards.
Well, I'm going to shut up.
We're going to get our podcast on BET.
Wow.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know they sold that to Jewish people, right? They should call it JET. It's kind of fucked up.
A little bit.
Jewish Entertainment Workshop.
Wow. Yo, I'm not against the Jews. I ain't trying to get murked, yo. I'm just saying what it should be called. You know what I'm saying?
I don't appreciate the anti-Semitism in this room right now.
Well,
yeah. Howie?
Neither
does. I ain't do it. My man like, oh, this is a kind of Jews.
No, I just said what it was. What they should call it.
Entertainment Workshop.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna get shit.
What? It's still gonna make money. Okay. Apparently, somebody outside did not like my joke.
I want to say something, but I'm not. So I'm gonna shut up.
That's never stopped any of us before.
Okay, so plugs. Howie, I think you did all your plugs. No. Unless, Elevations. You ought to tell people. People in the
local area associated with us.
If you would like to have a haircut by a decent barber, and I'm not bragging on myself, I do.
Well, your hair is very fine.
Plug yourself. You gotta put yourself out there.
Anywho, I'm out there. But I work at Elevations. I'm a barber.
High Point, North Carolina.
North Carolina. I've been there for about a couple of months.
Recently licensed?
Yeah, recently licensed.
Hot new spot in town.
Putting razors next to your kids' necks.
Yeah, yeah, son. Try to light them up.
Totally won't go all Sweeney Todd.
You're going to tip me, right?
That's right, son. If you don't tip, stroke 15 coming, yo. Stroke 15.
I'm okay with that. Jeff, you gonna plug anything?
Kevin's mom.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
She's a nice
She's
lady.
Got to. Somebody's got to.
You know what? I'm gonna shut up.
He's been to her home.
Oh.
I didn't plug though. I'm not.
I was about to say.
I did not do that, yo. I ain't do-
She's going to desperately point at me to go.
No, you gotta go.
All right. postthumbs.com. It's 336cast.com/postthumbs.
Kevin, plug our podcast for us, please.
Yeah. Postthumbs you can find on the 336cast. Three Beards. And I'm actually going to plug a rapper and on top of my normal plug, I'm going to plug Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
I've heard of him. Wasn't that Tyler, the Creator?
Yeah, he's a
future. Yeah, that's different.
Yeah. Donald Glover from Community. He was a writer on 30 Rock. He was really, really good, kind of nerdy rap. And my female plug for the week is going to be Jennifer Lawrence because X-Men's coming out this week.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Dang. You know what? It's funny. We're in the comic book shop. We didn't talk anything about comics.
We never do.
That's why you should listen to the Stormcrow Comicast on 336cast.com.
Damn, son. Drake, it's like, damn, you're trying to make me feel guilty. And like, this is what the fuck you should have been doing, Howie.
Well, we have a phone app, so you can listen to us on your Android devices.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got Android device, you can download our app.
Really? I would like to do that, because that would be actually cool. And I could actually, you know, the fellas at work.
I got one more plug. I bought a comic book today at this place. What's it called? Monstore?
Monstore, yes.
Yes.
Where was that located?
It was said like 500 times that Hero clicks out one night.
Salisbury's. Off of exit something. I forget what the exit is.
Oh, it was over there where the Magic Mark.
Yeah, near the Magic Mark in Salisbury.
Yeah.
Like 5 times in that one evening.
Yeah, I'm burnt out on
in
it.
In your store.
Yeah.
In your store, in your house.
In my house.
In your house.
So Kevin plugs?
What is your house, anyways?
Stormcrow Comics.
Where is that at?
I don't give out personal information. I don't need people coming to my house, telling me what to do with my business.
It is your business, though.
I got flush commodes. I got sinks to clean.
You got to feed people.
I got feed people. I got kids.
You got kids.
I've got kids.
20,000 down the drain, son.
20,000.
No.
20,000. Should've...
Oh, that was. I'm going to high five you from the other end of the table. Whoosh. Oh, he looks hurt on that one. I would say you got something in your eye, but it's kind of redundant right now.
Y'all, sorry, Kev. Y'all had to do it. Hey,
bunch of knuckle orphans.
Hey, Kev, I got kids in my sink, too, yo. It would make you feel better. I have a lot of kids in my sink. They go down there.
What y'all doing coming in the sink?
Where do you do it?
Is this
weirdo?
A new thing?
You're a weirdo.
We do it sometimes like gentlemen, sir.
Sometimes I use the toilet, but, you know, the sink. I mean, it's already right there. It's high up. You know what I'm saying? You just flush it. You just wash it down.
Saves water.
Yeah.
I can never trust any of you ever again.
Dude, I've been to that bathroom a million times. You know what I do in there?
Oh, shit.
You got that Sarah Palin right there. Yeah.
My man already got old man problems. So
I'm shooting. Dude, I'm shooting moose from the helicopter.
that is the greatest euphemism ever. I'm using that from now on.
Yeah, my man probably like hit that. He's like, yeah, I see Russia from my house. Man, you do, you
do. I'll show you what else you can see. Yep. D's nuts.
But check out 336cast.com where you can find previous episodes of the Three Beards, where you can listen to the Opposed Stumps, where you can listen to the Stormcrow Comicast, the 336 cast, Name Redacted, and very soon the Midnight Podcast featuring Matt Hecht talking video games.
Video games.
And download the app, the 336 Podcasting Network app for Android. You can find it in the Google Play Store, free to download. And I'm going to plug what we were talking about a little bit earlier, the Event 2 by Deltron 3030. Great freaking guest list on there. You got Zach De La Rocha is on there. Emily Wells is on there. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's on there. Mike Patton's on there. David Cross is on there. The list goes on and on. It's like 12 or 13 songs on there. I think all but two feature someone. Like,
oh, wow.
Really great list.
Yeah, I might check that out.
Yeah. I think that's it for this week.
Oh, Unknown Henson.
Yeah, Unknown Henson.
Don't plug on it.
Oh, I'd plug him all day.
The king of country western troubadours.
Not touch true.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
Do no.
All right.
Is that it?
Yep.
That's all.
Good night, everybody.
Adios.
See you next week for the rap battle. Bye.